Junior had it good. Junior had it good. Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Yes, okay, this is Dan Shakespeare on the air, episode 112. Yes, I mean, I'm not sure if BVP Radio is coming in at 1 because they haven't been in for a while. So, because they've been busy. And, what has been going on this week? Alright, it's kind of tough to say, but I will tell you, yeah, this week's been a little bit slow. Hang on. I need to say something here. By the way, the computers have just been fixed, so it's I have a better, setup now. So, by the way, I gotta stop looking at all my distractions. So, I mean, the windows are different here. And, I mean, since the windows are different, people could see you from coming down, huh? Well, right. I'm just going to be able to, I can't believe I'm stuck right here. I know what song I'm going to play. Yes, and so by the way, here's my first song. It's called "Get Gone" by Twin River.
Thank you. get too close to you and I don't know what to say. When I'm talking in my sleep, but there's nobody around to write it down, so it gets lost on my books and pillows. The only time you made sense was when I was talking to you. But we had to take turns one at a time, and when it comes to my, I have no idea
That was What to Say by the Born Ruffians. Yeah, and that's what I did not know what to do at the beginning of the show. Yeah, and Get Gone by Twin River before that. Yeah, I definitely don't want to get gone. Well, pretty soon after. Well, next week I have to get gone at 2:15 because of a job interview at Long and McQuaid. So, by the way, and now here is For Old Time's Sake by Dorothy Moore, and this is more old times that we're going to now.
I knew I had to find a way to be with you just for a day, so you could love me the way you did before. Whatever happened to me, oh, but I was too young to understand what it meant to have a good man. So I let you slip right through my hands and into her arms. But love me one more time, one more time.
Okay, yes, that was Shed Me No Tears by, well, that was Shed Me No Tears by, oh, yeah, by Jeannie C. Reilly. Yeah, yeah, right now, not the time, especially since, yeah. So, well, I mean, I could have a better life, but I gotta have, you know, I gotta believe that this is the fact that I'm doing this is, one of my favorite things. And here is Cat Duet by, Atta Jones and Billy Murray. Yeah, going back to 1908, a really old recording. So, and by the way, this recording, yeah, tell you the truth, it's not Cat's Duet, it's People.
When the springtime comes, don't imagine you're the only one to feel the subtle influence of love. For the birdie in the treetop chirrups sadly, I'm a lonely one. His passion is absorbing all above.
While the melancholy robbing is a sighing and a sobbing, for he thinks it's time the robbing's missed again. While the old jackdaw croaks,
ha, ha, ha,
then he makes a social call upon a hen. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always cross together when the song of love is heard. Come kiss me. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always cross together when the song of love is heard.
In the balmy spring, when Dan Cupid takes his dart along to pierce the heart of maiden and the swain, the tomcat on the backyard fence to Tabby sings a loving song and tells her of his passion once again.
While his vocalizing antics drive the neighbors nearly frantic and with shotgun fright will stop his awful wrath. But he still survives, for he has nine lives, and he chuckles in derision, oh meow. How do you like my cat imitation?
Great. It's the worst I ever heard.
Oh, look out. There's a mouse. Oh, you're a bum cat.
Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. Come kiss me. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard.
I'm not afraid to
Hey, okay, yeah, that was Emma by Punctuation. And, yeah, I don't know what just happened. There's something very wrong. I just missed a phone call. I'm really sorry to whoever that was. I was not being rude. The thing is, I'm in here by myself. This board is very complicated. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh.